Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, lift me up and let me stand my feet on earth. Stable land, I have played, I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up, Lord, lift me up, and let me stand my feet on earth. Stable land, I have played, I have found. Lord, plant my feet on high ground. I have played, I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Higher place, higher farm. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Father, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise. We thank you for this morning. We thank you because you are the great teacher. We thank you because you are the revealer of secret things. You are the hope of glory. Lord, we thank you. Oh God, as we go into the school of the Spirit this morning, we ask, oh God, that you will teach us in the language we understand. That at the end of this teaching, oh God, we will not only be a hearer, but a doer of your word. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can somebody celebrate Jesus while you take your seat? Celebrate Jesus, take your seat. It's time to study God's word. Shout hallelujah. We are still in the month walking with God. And our topic this morning is ways Christians maintain working relationship with God. Ways Christians maintain working relationship with God. And our text is taken from Ephesians 6:16-18. Romans 8:14, Psalm 122 verse 1, Psalm 39:3. Shout hallelujah. And our memory verse is taken from Psalm 116 verse 12. And it says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? One thing you must know is you can't thank God enough. You can't thank him enough. For you to wake up this morning is a privilege. It's not right. Because many slept, they did not wake up. Shout hallelujah. Will you quickly read Ephesians 6? We'll just read a few verses from there, from verse 16. And it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So many tests. Psalm 122 verse 1. The psalmist said, I am glad when they say, let us go to the house of the Lord. Shout hallelujah. Those who will maintain a holy word with God must walk with him in his commandments as well as in his providence. When God gives a command, your duty is to obey. And when you are walking in the commandment of God, it releases every other thing you need to you. No wonder the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And every other thing shall be added. Somebody shout hallelujah. The following are some ways by which Christians maintain working relationship with God. Number one, reading the scripture. Believers are to walk with God by reading his words and searching the scripture. The scriptures help us. In Joshua 1:8, God said to Joshua, this book of thy law shall not depart from your mouth. Which means the word of God is expected to be in your mouth all the time. The word of God is expected to be in your mouth at every point of time. The word of God. In 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, which means the more the word of God dwells in you, the more God dwells in you. The more the word of God dwells in you, the more the fear of God dwells in you. The more the word of God dwells in you, the more the love of God is being shown from you. The more the word of God dwells in you, the more humble you become. The word of God. So that is why, if you read this scripture, it says, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So the word of God can instruct you. The word of God can also caution you. The word of God can correct you. So, which means the word of God can act as a check and balance. It helps you to order your life. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. The word of God. The word of God. You can write down Romans 15:4, 1 Timothy 4:13. All these things are talking about the same thing. 1 Timothy 4:13. It says, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Till I come, keep reading the word. Keep reading the word. Pay more attention to the reading of the word. Shout hallelujah. Also, you can write down Ephesians 6:17, Psalm 1 verse 2. Don't write them down because of time. Number 2, personal prayers. Believers keep up their walk with God by private personal prayer. The spirit of grace is always accompanied with the spirit of supplication. Ephesians 6:18, which was part of the scripture we read. Ephesians 6:18, which we read few minutes ago. You can just go there and read it again. 1 Timothy 5:17. Matthew 26:41. 1 Timothy 5:17. Matthew 26:41. 1 Timothy 5:17. Let the elders that rule be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and in doctrine. Shout hallelujah. Number 3, meditation. 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 Holy and frequent meditation is another blessed means of keeping up a believer's walk with God. When the word of God comes to you, begin to meditate on this word. That was what God told Joshua. Meditate on it. As the word come, you begin to meditate on it. As the word come, at your quiet time, you are re-echoing it within yourself. You are meditating on the word, and the word become fresh in your life. And there are things you want to do. You say, no, I can't do this one because I am a Christian. Somebody shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. So you can just write down Psalm 39:3. You can also write down Jeremiah 20:9. Noting God's providence. Believers keep up their walk with God also by watching and noting his providential dealings with them. God have a way of doing things. God is not a man. He is God. Nobody made him God. He is God by himself. He can do anything. He can do what pleases him. Providence is the sovereign divine superintendent of all things, guiding them towards their divine predetermined end in a way that are consistent with. Providence is the means by which God directs all things. God can do whatever he likes. God is our provider. God make all things beautiful in his own time. Shout hallelujah. If you have not been blessed now, your blessing is still waiting. Only just wait. Keep pressing. You will get it. Shout hallelujah. Number 5. Seeking guidance of the Spirit. Seeking guidance of the Spirit. In order to walk closely with God, his children must not only watch the motion of God's providence around them, but they must also take note of the moving of his Spirit within their hearts. Romans 8:14 says, they that are led by the Spirit, I believe so. Romans 8:14. And it said, for as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. So, you need the indwelling of the Holy Spirit for you to be able to walk with God. Because there are certain things you want to do the Holy Spirit can say no. So if the Spirit dwells in you, you won't do it. You want to lie. You want to dupe someone. If you have the Spirit of God in you, He will let you know. If someone do this to you, how will you feel? Shout hallelujah. Number six, obedience. Obedience. Those who will maintain a holy walk with God must walk with Him in His commandment as well as His providence. Obedient to the word of God. Obedience. Obedience. Obey God. The Bible says Abraham obeyed God. It was counted unto him righteousness. There is no half obedience. There is no half obedience. That was why God said to Saul, Saul, King Saul, go and destroy the Amalekites. Totally destroy everything. And he destroyed some. He kept some. And Samuel said to him, to obey is better than sacrifice. There are many of you, after you have stole, you come to give to God. Your giving to God does not profit you. People only see it, but God does not value it, because to obey is better than sacrifice. Somebody shout hallelujah. You can write down Luke 1:6, Psalm 122, verse 1. Don't write them down. Godly association. If you walk with God, you will associate and keep company with others who walk with God. You must associate yourself with others who walk with God. Psalm 16:3, Hebrews 10:24-25. Proverbs 27:17, Hebrews 10:25, forsaking not the fellowship of the brethren as a manner of some. You cannot do church service alone. You need to associate yourself with others. In Proverbs 27:17, it talks about iron sharpened iron. So when you are close to someone that is strong, his strength also increases your weakness. But when you go with the person, both of you have the same weakness, you won't be able to grow. Somebody shout hallelujah. So you must let those who are doing the right thing be close to you. I pray for you today. As you follow up these things, you will not miss your place in destiny in the name of Jesus. In our conclusion here, we must take note of the moving of His Spirit within our heart. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. I pray for you, as you study, as you go home and restudy these ways Christians maintain working relationship with God, I pray that the indwelling of the Spirit of God will empower you to succeed in the name of Jesus. But just remember, in our memory verse, Psalm 116 verse 12, what shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefit towards me? Shall we rise as we give School of the Spirit offering? Father, we thank you. We thank you for the word we have heard this morning. We ask, oh God, that you will expand it in our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift out your offering. Your offering is blessed. Your hands are blessed in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody jam your hands together for Jesus. He's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. The Lord has given me the authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions, that it shall by no any means of me. I am walking in dominion.
Majesty, come and lift up your hands, exalt the King of Kings. In the mode of worship, raise up your voice, exalt the King of Kings. Exalt the King of Kings. He deserves the glory, he deserves the honor, he deserves worship. Lift up your voice wherever you are, lift up your voice. Stand on your feet and exalt the name of Jesus. Don't be worthy, you are worthy. Sing, you are worthy. Sing, you are worthy.
You're worthy, Lord Jesus.
Sing, you are worthy.
You're worthy, Lord Jesus.
Sing, you are worthy.
You're worthy, Lord Jesus.
Sing, you are worthy.
You're worthy.
Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah. Jehovah is your name. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. Lift your voice and say,
You are Jehovah.
You are Jehovah. my word, Jesus. Savior, you are worthy of my praise. There is no like you, Jesus.
Oh,
God has said it, he will bring it to pass. I want you to prophesy it on yourself. Believe it in your heart. Say, my God is not me. Daddy, you lie. Our God is not me. Daddy, God is not a man.
God is not a man.
the highest.
If there is a man to pray, we are going to take our prayers from our prayer manual, Life in the Spirit prayer manual, prayer point number 76. And it says, "My Father, my Maker, as I pray now, grant me the evidence of knowing you, evidence of righteousness, power, love, and truth in the name of Jesus." I would like you to pray now. Lift up your hand of fire. Say, "My Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. My Father, my Maker. As I begin to pray, oh God, grant me the evidence of knowing you. Evidence of righteousness, power, love, and truth. In the mighty name of Jesus." Open your mouth and begin to pray.
Yes,
Mighty name we pray. We pray, take the second prayer point. Prayer point number 78. My Father, my Maker, give me the spirit of humility to walk with you at all times in the name of Jesus. I would like you to pray. James 4:6. Can you write it down? I would like it now. Say, my Father, my Father,
my Father, my Father,
as I pray now, give me the spirit of humility to walk with you at all times. Open your mouth and begin to pray.
In Jesus' name we pray. Our prayers are answered in the mighty name of Jesus. Shall we celebrate the grace of God? Shall we celebrate the grace of God? It's a privilege to be alive. We must appreciate grace. As resident in our father and our mother. For times like this, things I never thought could ever happen. We thank God. We thank God. Before the Rema for living this morning, we want to encourage every one of us. We know that you have been following the devotional Rema for living, which is to wipe away tears, end affliction, restore people to their destiny, through the revelation of the word of God, manifestation of power, and the reality of the Holy Spirit. We believe that you've been mightily blessed by the devotional. So we are requesting, as a matter of urgency, scripture says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So it's imperative that you testify. There's an email on the screen. We request, please, that you send your testimonies of how the ministry of the Rema for Living has been a blessing to you. How it has been a blessing to you as an individual, as a family, in any area of your life. Please do that, and God will bless you. God will bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. This morning, we are in part 6
of our devotional, this teaching this morning on too perfect to fail.
Trop parfait pour être échoué.
Too perfect to fail.
Trop parfait pour échouer.
Part 6. And our mother,
et notre mère,
as ministering to us,
nous rend ministère.
What is perfection?
Et quelle est la perfection?
Perfection is flawlessness.
La perfection est sans faute.
It's maturity.
C'est la maturité.
It is legally okay.
C'est être légalement
au point. Accurate.
Être accurate.
That's perfection.
Ça, c'est la perfection.
And God says,
et Dieu dit,
in 1 Kings chapter 18,
dans 1 Roi 18,
verse 14,
verset 44,
verse 44,
verset 44,
which is our text.
Qui est notre texte.
And it came to pass,
et cela est arrivé,
at the seventh time,
à la septième fois,
that he said,
il dit,
behold,
voici,
there ariseth a little cloud,
un petit nuage qui s'élève,
out of the sea,
de la mer,
like a man's hand,
et comme la paume de
and
main,
he said,
et il dit,
go up, say unto Ahab,
et dit à Achab,
prepare thy chariot,
Achel,
and get thee down,
et descend,
that the rain stop thee not.
Que la pluie ne t'arrête pas.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
With reference to yesterday's devotional,
en référence au message
according
de
to 1 Kings chapter 18,
selon 1 Roi 18, 45,
verses 45 and 46,
45 à 46,
it is certain,
il est certain
that the hand of God
que la main de Dieu
gives unpredictable speed,
donne une vitesse
and pace in life's endeavor.
Dans toutes les entreprises de la
today,
vie. Aujourd'hui,
want to go further,
nous voulons aller plus
by looking
loin,
into human strength,
en considérant la force
which
humaine,
in no way
qui est en aucun
is
cas
comparable with the hand of God.
Comparable à la main de Dieu.
Prophet Elijah told Ahab,
la prophétie a dit à
prepare their chariot,
prépare ton chariot,
and get thee down,
et descend.
This simply means,
cela révèle simplement,
it reveals the belief,
la croyance ou la
or source of Ahab's strength.
D'Achab.
Naturally speaking,
naturellement, en parlant,
chariot enhances defense,
le char renforce la défense,
speed,
la vitesse,
and protection,
et la sécurité.
But he said,
mais il dit,
prepare their chariot,
prépare ton char,
and let us compare it,
et comparons-le,
along with what the hand of God can do,
la main de Dieu,
what the hand of God can do for me,
la main de Dieu peut faire pour
and
moi,
in my life,
dans ma vie.
Meaning that,
cela veut dire,
this is source of Ahab's strength and confidence in life.
Et sa confiance.
Strength and confidence,
la force et la confiance
that is void of God,
lorsqu'elles sont dépourvues de Dieu,
can be very catastrophic
peut
in life.
Être catastrophique dans la vie.
When you read John 15:5,
Jean chapitre 15,
it talks 15, about in the vine.
Cela parle de la vie.
When you are connected to the vine.
Quand vous êtes connecté à la
in
vie.
Psalms 118,
dans Psalm 118
verses, verses 8 and 9,
verse 8 et
Bible
9,
says,
la Bible déclare,
it is better to trust in the Lord
mieux vaut chercher un refuge
than to put confidence in man.
Mieux se confier en l'homme.
It is better to trust in the Lord
mieux vaut chercher
than to put confidence in princes.
Que se mettre dans la gloire.
That is the reason,
c'est la raison pour laquelle,
why King David,
le roi David
said,
a dit,
in Psalm 121,
dans Psalm 121,
verses 121,
121,
verses 1 and 2.
1 et 2.
I will lift up my eyes unto the hills.
Mes yeux vers les montagnes.
From whence cometh my help?
Dieu me vient le secours.
My help cometh from the Lord,
mon secours me vient de l'Éternel,
which made heaven and earth.
Qui a fait les cieux et la terre.
A professional,
un professionnel,
who does not rely on God's power,
qui ne compte pas sur la puissance de
for
Dieu,
survival,
pour survivre,
will fail like an amateur.
Échouera comme un amateur.
What is your chariot?
Quel est votre char?
Is it certificate?
Certificat?
Is it power of diction?
La capacité de l'addition?
Is it beauty?
La beauté?
Is it money?
L'argent?
Is it position?
La position?
Is it influence?
L'influence?
Is it affluence?
L'influence?
Is it your savings?
C'est votre épargne?
Or your investment?
Ou votre investissement?
All your connections?
Ou vos relations?
In this time,
dans ce temps,
are these working?
Est-ce que ça marche?
They are not working.
Cela ne marche plus.
All this can fail.
Tout cela peut échouer.
But God is too perfect to
mais
fail.
Dieu est trop parfait pour échouer.
And because we are made in the image of God,
et nous sommes faits à l'image de Dieu,
we cannot fail.
Nous ne pouvons pas échouer.
Because we are in His image,
parce que nous sommes dans son image
and His likeness,
et comme lui,
it's not possible to fail.
Il n'est pas possible d'échouer.
But the scripture says, the righteous man falls 7 times.
Le juste échoue 7 fois.
And I bet he will get up again.
Et 7 fois il se lève.
And want to remind you, please.
Je veux vous rappeler.
Get your testimonies.
Préparez vos témoignages.
Send them to the email
envoyez
that has been displayed on the screen.
Qui est sur l'écran.
And you will be blessed in Jesus' name.
We'll
rise up and take this prayer. This prayer simply means, say, my Father, my
mon
Father,
père, mon père,
as I begin to pray,
pendant que je prie,
any man of any arm of flesh
arme,
limiting your hand in my life,
la main de Dieu
give way by fire.
Par
shall
fire.
We pray?
Prions maintenant.
My Father, my Father,
mon père, mon père,
my Father, my Maker,
mon père, mon
God
père,
of Apostle Johnson
Suleiman,
As I begin to pray,
as I begin to pray,
any arm of flesh, limiting your hands in my life, give way. By fire,
by fire,
in the name of Jesus, so pray about
here.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Your prayers are answered in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want you to stand up and welcome somebody to this morning service. Hallelujah. Welcome somebody to this morning service. Tell that person you are ready. Are you ready for miracles this morning? Are you ready for miracles? Hallelujah. Please, before we sit down, let us celebrate grace. Let's celebrate grace. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice, and I'll be glad in it, for He has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Today is the 17th day of the month of May 2020, and this is our month of walking with God. We use this opportunity once again to welcome all viewers all over the world to connect online to watch the Restoration Apostles on Celebration TV. Call your friends, call your loved ones, tell them that the hour they have been waiting for is at hand for them to contact a miracle. And I know that God of my Father will meet you this morning at the point of your need. Please, let's listen to the following announcement quickly. Today is the third Sunday of the month of May. And like as we announced last week, we are taking our welfare offering. So please, let's stand on our feet as we do that right now. Let's do that right now. Amen. Lift it up to heaven. Speak to that seed that you are giving. Father, we thank you for the honor to serve you. And to give, O Lord, to those that are in need in our midst. Honor us, O Lord, and honor our seed, as we expect a bountiful return in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Your offering is accepted. Hallelujah. Members are encouraged to use the house fellowship and view centers nearest to you, while we adhere strictly to the public health directives. House fellowship meets every Sunday by 5 p.m. Get the house fellowship manual at the cost of 200 naira. For maximum impact, always come to the service with the following: the Holy Bible, Rhema for Living Daily Devotional, OFM Hymn Book, School of the Spirit Manual, and of course, writing materials. Celebration TV has upgraded. And we advise everyone, if you can't get a Celebration TV, get a HD decoder. Also, for our viewers in Europe, Celebration TV, you can get it on channel 598. For those in Europe, watch Voice of Fire on Celebration TV, where the word is ever fresh and imparting. Voice of Fire broadcast is also on various local radio and television stations and all social medias, all social platforms. Connect always to watch live program and also our previous messages that our father and mother has preached in time past. They will impart your life. Your tithe offering, first fruit and seed feed are part of this glorious service. And as your kingdom commitment to God and to Christ as a covenant child. Hallelujah. Please, let's stand on our feet as we give our offering this morning. It's a great honor and a privilege once again to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Package your offering and lift it towards heaven. Speak to that offering in your hand and ask the Lord to meet all your needs, to supply all your needs, to bountifully bless you in this season. Isaac sowed in the land and he reaped 100-fold. Are you ready now? Father, in the name of Jesus, we honor you this morning with our substance, even as we offer our life as a living sacrifice to you. Our eyes are ever lifted towards heaven, because, O Lord, you are God that supplied all our needs. As we give to you this morning, thank you for dispatching angels to supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. We decree that we are blessed. We decree that all our needs are met. And let Jesus be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah. Imela. Imela. Jehovah Imela. 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 Jehovah Imela. Imela. We love you, Jesus. In this night, Imela, oh, Imela, 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 Imela,
And the expectation shall become your manifestation in Jesus' name. The first testifier is is Sister Rose Edike. He said for many years now, he's been on drugs due to high blood pressure. And during the Friday special prayers with God's servant, she connected to Celebration TV. And after the prayers, the next day she went for another test, and God made her whole. The second one is from Esther Afriye from Ghana. She said she had a friend who was tested of COVID-19 virus. And she had the picture of the friend during the special prayer, Friday special prayer with God's servant. She placed the hand, left hand on the picture, and the right hand on the screen. After Papa prayed, during Papa's prayer for the sick, and after the prayer, he called the friend to go for do another test the following day. The friend did, and to the glory of God, he was tested negative. And this one is from Mrs. Kisley. Mrs. Kisley. He said she woke up one morning with difficulty in breathing. I could not stand. On last week, she connected to Celebration TV. As Papa was praying for the sick, she placed her hand on the screen. And after that, God healed her. And this is from Sister Esther from Kano. He said she was tested of HIV. And after connected to Celebration TV during the Friday special prayers, the Lord God made her whole. And this is from Igberaisen Lilian from Auchi. So she woke up one early morning and could not see with one eye, and was also attacked with sore throat. He said during the Friday prayers, she placed her hand on the screen, and after the prayer, she took the oil that Papa blessed and ministered it on the eye, and took a sip of the oil. And after that, her sight was restored, and she see to the glory of God. And this one is from Sister Faith from UK. Said for 4 months she was having excess bleeding. He said after during the Sunday service, she connected to Celebration TV, placed her hand on the screen, and after Papa prayed, the next that same night, the bleeding ceased. And this is from Mrs. Eze Ikechukwu from Auchi. He said during the communal service, as Papa was praying for the sick, he measured a woman carrying overdue pregnancy.
Elle a mentionné une femme qui avait dépassé le jour de l'accouchement.
She keyed into the prophecy.
Elle s'est connectée à la prophétie.
And after that,
et après cela,
he said her, because she was carrying overdue pregnancy,
parce que son date d'accouchement avait dépassé,
she was three weeks overdue.
Elle est passée de 3 semaines.
He said after Papa prayed,
après la prière de Papa,
that same night,
la même nuit,
the labor started, and she put to bed safely.
Et elle a accouché en sécurité.
And this is from NK from Abuja.
NK de Abuja.
Like he was given a medical report of multiple fibroids.
Un rapport médical de plusieurs fibromes.
And as Papa was praying for the sick during the communal service,
au cours du service de communion,
she placed her hand on the screen,
elle a mis sa main à l'écran,
and after taking the communion,
et après avoir pris la communion,
she slept Elle a dormi. That at the middle of the night,
et au milieu de la nuit,
she went to use the restroom.
Et elle est allée aux toilettes.
And on the spot,
et au même moment,
fibroid came out of her body.
Est sortie.
She is returning all the glory to Jesus.
Elle donne toute la gloire à Dieu.
And this is from Ugozi Okolo.
Et de la sœur Ugozi Okolo.
From Mina, Niger State.
De Niger State.
He said there was a challenge in her place of work.
Elle avait le problème au lieu de travail.
And everybody was threatening.
Et les gens le menaçaient.
He said the following week,
la semaine suivante,
as she connected to Celebration TV,
elle s'est connectée à Celebration TV,
and also wrote a prayer request.
Et elle a écrit les prières.
And gave a friend that was coming to Auchi,
et a donné à un ami qui venait à Auchi,
and to give to submit on the altar.
We met her at l'hôtel de Dieu.
And after that,
et après cela,
one week after, more than 200 persons,
plus de 200 personnes,
were sacked,
ont été renvoyées.
But God sustained her
Dieu
job.
L'a soutenue.
She is returning the glory to Jesus. This one is from Obeni Stanley.
Obeni Stanley.
Said he was involved in a fatal accident. And could not stand.
Il ne pouvait pas se lever.
He could not even turn.
Il ne pouvait pas se tourner.
His body.
Son corps.
Due to pain.
À cause des douleurs.
During the special Friday prayer service,
au cours de la prière spéciale de vendredi,
he placed his stretched his hand towards the screen.
Elle a mis sa main à l'écran.
As Papa was praying,
quand Papa priait,
the power of God came upon him.
La puissance de Dieu l'a touché.
God healed him.
Dieu l'a guéri.
He is healed to the glory of God.
Il est guéri pour la gloire de Dieu.
Appreciate Jesus for all the testimonies.
Donc merci pour tous les témoignages.
Somebody give Jesus praise in the house this morning. Hallelujah. Has God made a promise to you and you are expecting the promise to come to pass? Can you lift your hands wherever you're located?
I proclaim
His word.
His word.
Standing on. His word.
His word. He promises a change, and I receive it.
No lack in my life.
No lack is in.
Full healing is in my life.
Everything's restored.
Everything I love is restored.
Everything's restored.
All of my past
is gone.
All hurt and pain is gone.
Yeah.
God, we serve, we love you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. We adore you, mighty God, in Jesus' mighty name. We're going to just take our time this morning and we're going to a very serious service. Believing God for a great grace, Father, as we give our tithes to you, may our heavens be open perpetually. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Been through thick and thin, I've been through trials, nobody thought I would come out from.
I've got the devil
stood me tall in the midst of them all. I'm a living testimony. Chimbawa, you've done far more than enough. Laughter in my mouth, you alone are God. In 21, fading away like the stars of the morning. Just three stanzas, I think.
praising their life in the glorious song. Thus would we pass from the dead and his toiling. Holy, remember, holy, holy, remember, holy, remember. Should we pass from the earth and his toiling? Only remembered by what we have done. Only the truth that in life we have spoken. Only the seed that in pass onwards when we have forgotten. Only remember by what we have done. Only remember. Only remember. Only remember by what we have done. Thus would we pass from the earth is toiling. Only remembered by what we have done. Is going to come. That is what you are going to be remembered for. When you have no more energy, as you do now, no more strength, as you do now, is what you have done that lifetime, eternity, and men will remember you for. Father, we love you. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your holy name. We thank you. We thank you. We bless your name. Holy Spirit, we love you. We love you. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, for I found a friend faithful and true. I will tell you how it changed my life completely.
completely. He has done for me what no other friend could do. No one ever cares for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take my sins and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me. No one ever cares for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as him. No one else could take my sins and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me. And no one ever cares for me like Jesus. And there's no other friend so kind as he. Fool you are, you are brighter than the morning star, and you are fairer, much fairer than the lilies that grow by the way. You are precious, more precious than gold. Sweet Jesus, how wonderful you are. You are brighter than the morning star. You are fairer, much fairer than the lilies that was by the way. You are precious, more precious. Sweet Jesus, how wonderful you are. You are brighter than the morning star. You are fairer, much fairer than the lilies that grow by the way. You are precious, my precious. Sweet Jesus, how wonderful you are. You are brighter than the morning star. You are fairer, much fairer than the lilies that grow by the way. You are precious, more precious.
Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we worship you. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. And on earth, peace and goodwill towards men. Gloko baradabaha. John chapter 2. We're going to consider something this morning. John chapter 2. If you have your Bibles or you have your writing pen, get it ready. John chapter 2, we'll do verse 9 and verse 10, just two verses of scriptures. Two verses, we'll take John 2, 9 and 10.
John 2:9-10. When the ruler of the feast had tested the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants withdrew the water new, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. The best has come. The best has come. The best has come. The best has shown up. The best has come. The best has shown up. I hear people say the best is yet to come. Some others say the best is around the corner. But God will have me to tell you that the best is not yet to come. The best is not around the corner. The best is not on the way. Your miracle is not on the way. The best has come. What God expects of everyone who is a child of God is the life of the best. What is the best? The best means the apex of life. What is the best? The best means the optimum of life. What is the best? The best means when a man begins to maximize life. What is the best? The best is the zenith of dream, aspiration, and ambition. The best is when a man begins to maximize life. The best is the zenith of dream, ambition, and endeavor. God wants us to live the best of life. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18 says, the path of the just is like a shining light that shineth more and more unto a perfect day. In Psalm 37 verse 25, I was young but now I am old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. In Zechariah chapter 11 verse 5, blessed be the Lord, I am rich. The Bible says in Proverbs 13 verse 22, he said, the wealth of a good man liveth an inheritance for his children, and the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. The best of life is what God wants us to live. In Genesis 47 and verse 6, he said, Pharaoh gave unto Joseph the best part of the land of Egypt, which is called Goshen. The best part. In Luke chapter 15 and verse 22, the Bible says that the father of the prodigal son said, bring the best robe. I make a decree by the power of the Holy Ghost. It doesn't matter the life, the kind of life you have been garaged to live. The best has come. You have come to the best of your life, the best days of your marriage, the best days of your health, the best days of your life. These are the best days of your life. It doesn't matter what you have been through in life, the best days have come. You say, Apostle, what if it gets to next year? The best of next year too. What if it gets to next month? The best of next month too. What if it gets to the next 2 years? If Jesus starts to come, the best, the place where we read, the place where we read, hey, the Bible says, when they had no wine, Mary was aware. But when wine came, it was the governor that was aware. Who knows your story is not as important as who shares your testimony. Who knows your story is not as important as who shares your testimony. Who knows your history is not as important as who shares your progress report. When there was no wine, it was nobody's Daniel. When there was no wine, it was
was nobody that we are aware. But when one showed up, it was a governor that knew. It doesn't matter who has spoken concerning your history. Who knows your history is not as important as who shares your testimony. Who knows what you are going through is not as important as who shares where you are going to. He said they ran out of wine and Jesus, in fact they had no wine, and Jesus worked out a miracle. Write this down. It is the worst that reveals the best. 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 When you come to the worst of your life, it appears you come to the worst of your life. It is the best that's about to show up. This was a wedding where Jesus came. This was the first ceremony that Jesus ever attended. And there was no wine. That was to embarrass Jesus. That was to ridicule his capacity to work wonders. That was to ridicule his ability for provision. That was to ridicule his unction for miracles. The devil wanted to embarrass him, so the devil fired the worst. But in the worst, God reveals the best. I discover that the people of God always prospered every time there was famine. When there was famine, that was when they prospered. When there was lack, that was when they prospered. In Genesis 26, if you read verse 1, the Bible said there was famine in the land, just like the famine in the days of Abraham. But if you read verse 12 of that same Genesis 26, the Bible says of Isaac, he sowed in that land. In the time of famine, he sowed in that land. And in verse 13, when there was famine, in verse 13, he said the man prospered. The man went forward. The man grew until he became very great. Sometimes you look down on yourself. You look down on your life. Oh, somebody said one time, pencil that children use began to complain. Pencil said, I feel used and dump. Children use me to a certain age and dump me. And they use pen for life. They use me to a certain age and abandon me. And they carry a biro and use biro for life. What have I done that I am used and dump? And somebody told pencil, you don't know your quality. Pencil, let me tell you your quality. Pencil, number one, anything you rise and you make a mistake, you can erase it. But biro cannot erase it. Pencil, let me tell you, if you are not sharp, you can be sharpened. But biro cannot be sharpened. Pencil, let me tell you, you are longer than biro. There is ability in disability. There is something in you. That is why the devil is fighting you. It is the worst that reveals the best. Anytime your back is on the floor, it is so that your eyes can be on the Lord. God does not lift the standing. God lifts the fallen. So anytime you fall, you are a candidate for lifting. Job 22:29. When men say there is a cast down, thou shalt say there is a lifting up. You are asking yourself, what am I going through? I look at a man like Joseph. Joseph must have hated the letter P. Anytime Joseph hear A, it's my B, C, D, E, F. When he get to P, he said, I don't like P. P remind me of pits. P remind me of Potiphar's house. P remind me of prison. But he never knew. In P is Pharaoh. In P is palace. In P is prime minister. It doesn't matter what the enemy has used as your pain, but that same pain will be your gain. The worst reveals the best. The worst reveals the best. So anytime you come to the worst in your life, never give up, because the best is already released. The worst, whenever you come to a point in your life when it appears that everything, you see, never. Life is in stages. Men are in phases. Success is in sizes. When you understand the word man, every sum and total of an individual is in the word man. Man, man. The sum and total of the individual life is in the word man. man. The word M means for morning. The morning time of your life is the time of your learning. The morning time of your life is the time of your learning. M. A speak for afternoon. Afternoon time is the time of your earning. When you begin to earn what you have learned. N is for the ninth time. The ninth time is the time of your yearning. When you are going to the kingdom of God, you are yearning. Prepare yourself to meet the Lord. So M is for morning. A is for afternoon. N is for ninth. That's what makes up man. That's what makes up the sum total of a being. When you learn, when you earn, when you yearn, God has an agenda for your life. The worst reveals the best. God knows how to strategize. The mistake the devil made was that it was a strategic arrangement. I read the Bible in 2 Kings chapter 8. 2 Kings chapter 8. The Bible said prophet Elisha from verse 1. He said to the widow whose son he has brought back to life. He said to the widow, he said, you will leave your land and just go because famine is coming to this land for 7 years. So please leave to avoid scarcity and hunger. The woman carried her son. And the woman left and went to the land of the Philistine. And when she went to the land of the Philistine, there was famine in that land of Israel. And the king got angry. The king said, everyone who is from this nation who left in the time of famine, they are not permitted to return back. Let them stay wherever they were. They were not permitted to come back to the land. So this woman was there. She had been in Philistine for 7 years. One day, the king sat down. The king sat in his palace. He said, I want somebody to tell me good stories. And all the storytellers came to tell him stories. He said, I don't want stories of fiction and myths. I want story of something that really happened. There is this man called Elisha. I hear that he did miracle. I want somebody who knows him. And they said, the only person that knew him is a man called Gehazi. And he has already given him leprosy. And he can't come before you. The king said, break the protocol. Bring in Gehazi. As he brought in Gehazi sat before the king and began to tell the king stories. He said, king, don't forget, nobody was permitted to enter the king's presence, especially those who had run away in the time of famine. So Gehazi began to talk to the king. He said, this Elijah, one time he did something, as head fell, he dipped a wood and the water flowed. The king said, He said, this Elijah, one time he prophesied on Jehoshaphat and said some things about war. The king said, He said, this Elijah, something happened and he gave a prophetic word and he put salt in the cruse and the whole water in the land became sweet. He said, He said, this Elijah, there was a woman who had no child and the woman used to take care of us, and Elijah prophesied and said she will have a child. She had a child, and Elijah prophesied, and after the child came, the child died. Elijah went there, lay on the child. The child came back to life. The king said, how possible is that? While the king was talking, the woman knocked the king's gate. He said, sir, I left this land 7 years. Hey, divine arrangement. I left this land 7 years ago. While I left this land, before I came, they took my land. They took my wealth. He said, and Elijah Gehazi, he said, this is the woman I told you about. The king said, is it true? He said, yes. That if somebody brought your dead child back to life, he said, yes. If you read verse 6, the woman only asked for her land and her property. In verse 6, the Bible says, when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed to her a certain officer, saying, restore all that was hers, all the fruits of the field since the day she left until now. Let them pay her all the arrears, not only land, not only property, all the arrears. The best. Genesis 13 verse 2 says Abraham was very rich. The best. Not just rich. I like the message translation of that portion. When I read it, the message, it said Abraham was very rich, loaded. Loaded, you shall be loaded. You shall be loaded. Abraham was very rich, loaded. Wherever you are, shout, I am loaded. 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 I am loaded.
You were there. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11. The race is not to the swift, the battle is not to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor favor to men of skill, nor riches to men of understanding, but time and chance. Happiness. I like the message. Bring up the message translation. The message translation. It says, I took another walk around the neighborhood. Kebolo Dabaha. I realized on this earth, the race is not up, not always to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor satisfaction to the wise, nor riches to the smart, nor grace to the learned. Sooner or later, bad luck hits us all. Bring the amplified and the good news. The amplified, bring the amplified. I return, and saw under the sun that the rain, not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of intelligence, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance. Time! Give me another translation. Good news. I realize another thing. That in this world, fast runners do not always win the race. Pale anaga. He said, and the brave do not always win the battle. The wise do not always earn a living. Intelligent people do not always get rich. And capable people do not rise to high position. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth. It's of God. That's why we must follow God per time. Because what God said may not be what God is saying. What God said may not be what God is saying. So it takes sensitivity to know what God is saying. Have you forgotten? God said to Abraham, take your son, thy only son Isaac, and offer him for a sacrifice. That's what God said. But when Abraham got to the mountain, God said, I've prepared the ram. So what God said may not be what God is saying. God said to Elijah, I've commanded the widow woman to feed you. Stay there. He stayed there. That's what God said. After a while, God said, move. What God said might not be what God is saying. The worst reveals the best. Jesus was there. And Jesus gave an instruction to them. I discovered no matter how stranded you are in life, God will always give instruction. God does not give sympathy, He gives instruction. No matter how stranded you are, look at a man like Peter. When Jesus saw Peter, Peter said, I've toiled all night and caught nothing. I expected Jesus to say, oh my God, take it easy. He said, no, take instruction. Anytime you get stranded, you must connect to the next instruction. What brings a man out of stagnation is connection to the next instruction. Jesus said, launch out into the deep. Luke chapter 5 verse 3 and verse 4. Launch out into the deep for a drought. The next instruction, no matter how stranded you are, Elijah said to the woman, make for me first. She said, all that we have is for me to eat and die. He said, make for me first. Make mine first. Make mine first. Make mine first. Make mine first. It doesn't matter what you think you have. Make mine first. Instruction. Many suffer destruction because they are not yielding to instruction. Many suffer destruction because they are not yielding to instructions. No matter everything you do in life has to be by divine instruction. Anytime you get to a point of stagnation, you must connect to the next instruction. To be stagnant is a proof that you have lost the relevant instruction for that time. To be stagnated is a proof that you are disconnected from the relevant instruction. So you need to ask God for the instruction that will take you into your next level. So whenever a man is stranded in life, it's a proof that he has just gone bankrupt of what to do. The devil is not as powerful as you think, and instructions are timely. Just imagine. I sat down some days back. I was imagining the man who was by the pool of Bethesda in John chapter 5. The Bible says, anyone that first enters into the pool becomes healed. So when the water is troubled, pum, I believe up to 7 people will jump in. But God knows who jumped in first. Up to 7 people jump in. One gets healed, others get wet. One gets healed, others got wet. 7 jump at the same time. Hey, the water is troubled. Pew. God said, I know who came in first. All jumped in. One got healed, others got wet. I look at, there's somebody, if I get to heaven, if I see him, I will knock his head. They call him blind Bartimaeus. In Mark chapter 10 from verse 46, in Luke chapter 18 from verse 41, the man was called blind Bartimaeus. Oh my God. Blind Bartimaeus was blind. He was the son of Timaeus. Can you imagine his name? His name is, they attached his name to his problem. There are many traditions, many nations do that. They attach people's name to their weaknesses, to their problem. I remember when I was younger, when I was in school, there was a boy they used to call him Bola. Some other friends used to call him Bola Olodo. Bola Olodo. Because his head, there was nothing in you, so they called him Bola. I thought Olodo was his name, his surname, until I understood properly that what they meant is that Bola, who doesn't know anything. So it was Bola Olodo. I used to call him Bola Olodo. He would chase me. I said, is that not your father's name? He said, no. When I found out Olodo means Dungeon, doesn't know anything. There are different people, different nationalities, even in this town we come from. They give people names. It's like that. Hassan Ogiato. They give them names. They call that one, they say, ah, look at him. They look at that somebody, they say, Omosi Agua. They call people all kinds of names. That is how his own was. They gave him a name to line up with his problem. But Bartimaeus was blind. When they brought him to Jesus, guess what Jesus said? What do you want me to do for you? He said, I want to receive my sight. I felt like slapping him. Didn't Jesus see you are blind? Jesus was saying, this is your blindness, no problem. There are other things I need to do for you. Tell me. He didn't know what he wanted. He thought that all he needed was to get his sight. I'm blind. Jesus asked me, see my blind, what can I do for you? With my eye closed, I said, Jesus, you get a chair? Please sit down. I need to tell you. Number one, I've been here for long. People abandoned me. I want to recover my wasted years. Number two, all my mates have bought cars and houses. I want to get it. Number four, I need to recover. I'm not just here to get my sight. I want to recover all. I want to recover all. I want to recover all. It doesn't matter. Whenever it appears you come to the end, there is still a bend. Even at the end, there is a bend. When it's going hard for the world, it goes light. One time when I got married, you know, my wife likes new things. My wife wants anything, it has to be brand new. She doesn't like anything they have used. And me, I used to like Tokumbo, fairly used car, Tokumbo. My wife likes everything brand new. My first car, Tokumbo. Second, Tokumbo. My wife look at the car, she say, it's fine, but I like what is new. I became angry one time. I said, car is car, which one is new? Car is car, so long as I carry you. I discovered she liked new things. One time, we were driving, and my wife looked at a car. It was a Corolla, brand new Corolla. My wife said, that car is fine, it's new. She said it passively, but I took it to my heart. I said, you like new car? I said, of course, I want brand new. I didn't have money for brand new. When I asked how much was that particular car, I wanted to surprise her. I asked how much was that particular car. They told me then that car was 4 million. I said, God forbid. What am I doing with 4 million now? After about 6 months again, I asked, it was now 5 million. I was trying to surprise her. After I asked about 1 year, it was 6 months. One day I sat down on my own. Somebody walked to where I was from Port Harcourt and brought a key. I looked at the key. It was a car. I peeped outside. It was that particular car. Brand new. It was an ash color Toyota. Brand new. When I got home, I told him, I said, come here. Come here. What is wrong with you? When God blesses you, he gives you a voice. I said, come here. And when she came, I said, take. I said, eh, you bought it? I said, no, I got it. He said, you bought it? I said, I got it. Brand new. She said, my husband, how? Brand new. When he's going hard for the world, he goes soft for the church. The darker your night, the brighter your light. For the power of the just, it's like a shining light.
Wow.
You want the best? Jesus must be involved. Number one, Jesus must be involved. Jesus was invited. Just imagine if Jesus was not in that wedding. Imagine if Christ was not in that wedding. Imagine if Christ has not shown up in that wedding. Imagine if Christ had not been around when that attack came. If you read Luke chapter 19, the Bible, from verse 1, 2, 3 down, the Bible speaks about a man called Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus! He was rich, but he was short. That is life. You can't have both. If you are rich, you are short. You are tall, you are poor. That is life. You can't have both. You are rich, short. That is life. He was, that was a definition of life. You can't have both. But Zacchaeus knew that he needed Christ. And he climbed a sycamore tree. When I read my Bible, I laugh. Do you know? Read your Bible from John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Zacchaeus was the only person that Jesus looked up to. Everybody looked up to Jesus. Jesus looked up to Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, come down. A man that was short became the first man that Jesus looked up to. A man that knew that he had disability because he knew he needed Jesus. Jesus can become your friend, your wife, your husband, your colleagues are good, but Jesus is the best friend. Sometimes people wake up in the morning, they greet their spouse, they forget to greet their Savior. I hear people say, oh, good morning, boo. Good morning, babe. Good morning, D, which is for darling. Good morning, babe. Good morning, boo. Good morning, D. And they forget that God is the A, boo, B, D, K. He is the B, he is the boo, he is the D. It doesn't matter how close you think your friends are. There is a friend that seeketh closer. He is A, boo, B, D, K.
Ow.
Jesus, what, that was the only one. Yamanamaha. I saw a man in Mark chapter 2. The Bible said the man had no legs. Imagine a man that was on his back. He had no legs. That was the first man. When he was taken to Jesus, a man that has no leg, he became the first man that came to Jesus with 8 legs. The two legs of his 4 friends. A man that came with no leg appeared to Jesus with 8 legs. That man was not only lame, he was late. He was not only lame, the whole place was crowded. He was late. Lame and late. Others had gone ahead of him. The Bible said they began to break the roof because the door was crowded. That is the problem. The bottom is too crowded. Mediocres are too many. Champions are few. Generals and great people are few. Mediocrity is in the marketplace. And wisdom, excellence and integrity is kept on a high pivotal. You must understand that the ground is too crowded. The bottom is too crowded. That is why he said to John, come up hither. The ground floor is too crowded. God wants to give you acceleration, but Jesus must be involved. Jesus must be involved. Jesus must be involved. Jesus must be involved. He must be involved. Galatians 2 verse 20, popular verse of scripture. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live yet not I, but the life that I now live, I live in the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Hebrews chapter 1. You see, if you read your Bible, any all the gospel of Paul, that is why Hebrews, till date, they are in contest and they don't know if it's Paul that wrote Hebrew or not. Because if you read all scriptures, if you read Romans chapter 1, you start from verse 1, Paul introduced himself, he called his name. before he went ahead. If you read 1 Corinthians 1:1, he called his name. If you read 2 Corinthians 1:1, he called his name. If you read all, he called his name before he started. But when he got to Hebrew, he said God. So there's a contest till date on who really wrote Hebrew. Hebrews 1 from verse 1 to 3. God, who at sundry time, in time past, in diverse manners, in time past, spoke to our fathers through the prophet. He said, but now has spoken to us through his son. And verse 3 said, who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, he upheld all things by the word of his power. It's all about Jesus. All about Jesus. All about Jesus. In John chapter 8, if you read verse 31 and verse 32, he said, you are my disciples indeed, if you continue in my word, for you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It shall make you free. It's all about God. In Romans chapter 8, verse 32 and 33, he said, God gave us Jesus. Will he not, he that spared not his own son, will he not with him freely give to us all things? And verse 33 said, who shall lay a charge to God's elect? It is God that justified. All you need is Christ. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. Nicodemus came and he said to Jesus, no man can do this great sign except God be with him. And Jesus said to him in John chapter 3 verse 3, except a man be born again, he shall not see the kingdom of God. Do you have any form of heartbreak? It's because Jesus is not involved. Do you have disappointment and pain? It's because Jesus is not involved. Are you going through up, down and rising? You go to roller coaster stride, you fall and you rise. It's because Jesus is not involved. When Jesus gets involved, you move from the back side to the front side. When Jesus gets involved, he takes your pain and turns it to gain. When Jesus gets involved, he gives you speed. I never forget the first time I went to Europe. I started going to Europe before going to America. The first place I traveled abroad to was Paris. That was my first. Paris was my first place in Europe I ever went to in my life. It was Paris. I started going to Europe. One time I went to preach somewhere, and while I landed at the airport, we drove for like 5 minutes. They showed me a place. See, this place is the church venue, the place we are using for the program. I said, this is nice. Where am I staying? Started driving. Drive, drive, drive. They drove far. Ha! And when they were driving, they were taking roads, taking corners, taking roads. I said, okay, I stayed there. Somebody landed from another place and he wanted to attend the program. So he called me on phone and said, Papa, I'm around though. I just landed at the airport. I said, yes, the venue is closed. And I said, no, me and my friend, we have a car. We'll come and pick you. I said, no, you can't come to where I am. He said, we can come. I said, no, you'll miss the program. He said, just give us the address. I said, you will miss the program. He said, give us the address. I said, you cannot come to the program. He said, give us the address. So I looked at the hotel papers and I texted the address to him. And after 1 minute, he called me. He said, we'll be with you in 12 minutes. Ah! I said, you can't come here. It is far. The next thing, they called me from the reception. He said, somebody is here to pick you up. Ah! I said, this boy got here. Hey, demons, principalities and power, monitoring spirit. How did he? As I got there, I look at it. He said, welcome, sir. I wanted to hold my phone. I said, no. In my mind, I said, how can I give my phone to monitoring spirit? As he entered the car, he said, where are we going? I said, we're going to the church. He said, okay, that place near the airport. The next thing I saw, he pressed something. Beep, 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 beep. As we were going, I was hearing, after the next turn right. I've not seen nothing before, because where I come from before, if you are going somewhere, they tell you pass straight, go left, go. You go, they go. When you get to one junction, you see one four junction, you go, they go. You get to one place, don't pass right, don't pass front. You see one place that looks like bakery, you go, they go. The next thing I saw, beep, 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 beep. I said, what is that? He said, navigation. I said, yeah. Is this what brought you? He said, yes. I said, so it's not monitoring spirits, it's navigation that brought them. The next thing, they go forward, I hear, after the next turn, take right. I said, who is talking in that thing? He said, it's computer. And I said, yeah, that was my first time. When Jesus is in your life, he navigates. He helps you to navigate. You avoid the trouble. He makes you avoid the challenge. He makes you avoid the hardship. He makes you avoid the limitation. He helps you. You need him. in your life. You need him. You need him. God wants you to have a life of celebration. It's a plan of Christ for you. I have told people, you must be in the arena of celebration. Even if you are not on the table, be in the menu. You must be in the arena of celebration. Even if they did keep a table for you, put yourself inside the menu. Even if you are not among those that are eating, be among what is ordered. You must be in the arena of celebration. You must be involved. 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 2 Kings chapter 6. Certain sons of the prophet needed to move to another level in life. And they said to the prophet, where we dwell, where we reside is too small for us. He said, come with us. Verse 3. Come with us. That's what you need in life. In this journey of life, you need a navigator. You need Jesus. The Bible says in Psalm 14 verse 1, Psalm 53 verse 1, the fool say in his heart, there is no God. Only a fool says there is no God. In Proverbs 14 verse 12, Proverbs 16 verse 25, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. The end of the way is the way of destruction. You need Christ in your life. You need Jesus in your life. You need him. When he comes, all that the devil stole. You know, I read something in Psalm 90. If you read verse 14, Psalm 90 verse 14, popular verse of scriptures. The Bible says, satisfy us early with our mercy that we may rejoice. If you read verse 15, it says, for all the years we have been afflicted, make us glad. That's recovery, payment of arrears. For all, it says, make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted. All the years of affliction, turn those same years to joy. I like what the Message translation says. The way the Message translation puts that scripture. It says, make up for the bad times with some good times. We have seen enough evil to last for a lifetime. You never suffer, rich. Have you not suffered enough? I check the fruit of the Spirit. There is long suffering. There is no suffer long. There is long suffering. There is no suffer long. Long suffering speaks of temperance. There's no suffer long. Do you want to suffer till you die? A particular young lady was a waiter in a company. She was a waiter in a company. And a man was about to die. He had no family. This man decided to go and stroll and eat in that restaurant. When he went to eat in that restaurant, he looked at the girl, the way the girl served him. He brought out his leather-headed paper. And he wrote and said, all I have. He put his name, he put his number, he put his lawyer's number. All I have in my will, I write this fresh will and I attested to it that all in that will is given to this girl. And this girl was a waiter. The girl saw the envelope the man gave with the logo. It was so fine. The girl took the envelope. The man wrapped it, the paper, put it in the envelope. The girl took the envelope and he went somewhere and wrapped it. Wrapped it. And kept it in her house. She was suffering in poverty. She admired the envelope. People come. It's a wealthy man. When I was serving as a young girl, gave me that envelope design. I met with him one on one. She was suffering 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. A pastor and some prayer band members came to our house to pray. When they were praying, something kept carrying their eye to the envelope. They said, who gave you that thing? He said, when I was still a waiter, that was when a man gave me. You know, so man, before he died, he saw me. 2 days later, he died. He gave me that envelope. They said, have you opened it? He said, no, it's just an envelope. They said, bring it down. He brought it from where she kept it like a frame. And he opened it. Saw a paper, opened it. It was a will. The enemies have cheated her for 10 years. 10 years! Will! Say, by this will, you are a millionaire. He said, you have been a millionaire since 10 years ago. But she never opened it to assess the will. For the years, bring up Psalm 90 verse 15 again in the Message. I like it. He said, make up for the bad times with some good times. We have seen enough evil to last for a lifetime. Give me Amplified and Good News. Give me Amplified. Give me Amplified. He said, make He said, make us glad in proportion to the days you have afflicted us and the years we have suffered evil. Bring good news. Bring good news. Give us now much happiness as the sadness you gave us during all our years of misery.
I prophesy as you hear the sound of my voice, for the pain you have experienced, for the struggle you have experienced, for the hardship you have experienced, for the limitation you have experienced, I see arrears. I see arrears. Heaven will pay you arrears. God will pay you arrears. Heaven will pay you arrears. God will pay you arrears. God will pay you arrears. You don't serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. Power is on your side. Glory is on your side. Favor is on your side. Somebody shout fire. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Take your seat. You need Christ to move your life to the next level. Listen, let me say this to us. Backsliding is no more when you go back home. Backsliding is no more when you even go back. When you stay too long on a spot and others are overtaking you, you are backsliding. When you stay too long on a spot and others, people that just came are just overtaking you in life, you are backsliding. Prolonged stagnation is backsliding. If you are not moving forward, there's nothing like you're on the same spot. You are going backward according to the frame of life. Number two, the best is here. To provoke the best, understand the power of intercession. The power of intercession. God will not give you certain level of harvest when there is no man. Genesis 2:5, he said there was no man to till the ground. In John chapter 2 verse 3, Mary came to Jesus and said, they have no wine. The problem today we have selfish believer. How to know a mature believer is his passion for intercession. Spiritual maturity is known via your passion for intercession. Everybody needs prayer. What makes you feel people don't need prayer? Everybody. Intercession. Placing demand on God for the desire of others. Placing a demand on God for the desires of others. Crying out to heaven to hear the cry of others. Crying to God to hear the cry of others. That's intercession. Intercession makes an individual, it turns an individual into an institution. Mary spoke for them. Who have you prayed for? And you tarried on it till you saw results. Who have you prayed for? You tarried on it till you saw answer. Who have you prayed for? You tarried on it till heaven opened. Who have you prayed for? Who have you prayed for? Anytime you pray for yourself for too long, nothing is happening. It's because God wants you to pray for others. Everybody was around Job. People were praying for him. But nothing happened for Job. Until in Job chapter 42 verse 10, the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. 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 The problem we have, look at what Paul said in Colossians chapter 4 verse 3, he said pray for us. Hebrews 13 verse 8, Paul said pray for us. Pray for us. 1 Thessalonians 5:25, pray for us. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 1, pray for us. Pray for us. We need prayer. What is your passion in the place of prayer? Hannah, the mystery behind Hannah's intervention that she experienced, the mystery behind it was because Hannah prayed intercessory prayer. Hannah prayed intercessory prayer. The mystery behind Abraham's lifting was Abraham was an intercessor. You remember Genesis 18? If you read from verse 25 where Abraham was crying to God, if you find so and so number left, up to verse 32, 7 verses, he was interceding. Every great successor is an intercessor. Every great successor, every real successor is an intercessor. Hannah was praying. Verse 3 says, the Bible says she went there yearly. 1 Samuel chapter 1, she went yearly. Verse 7, the Bible says year by year, nothing happened. Verse 11, she became an intercessor and began to say to the Lord, if you give me a man child. She was looking for a baby for herself, but when she entered the temple, she suddenly found out that the temple of God lacked a man. Eli was too old to go through the rhetorics of leadership in the temple. His two sons had made themselves messengers of the devil, ripping up the people, taking what belongs to them. He now knew that God needed a man, so he turned it to an intercession for the temple. The Lord, if you give me a child, a man child, I will bring it back to you. If you study your Bible in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 21, Hannah had 5 other children apart from Samuel. 5. Apart from Samuel, God gave Hannah 5 other children. 3 sons and 2 daughters. Number of grace. Number of grace. She asked for 1. God gave her 6. Samuel and 5 more. That's what Hannah had. Why? Because she was an intercessor. Anything you pray about for others cannot be absent in your life. Anything you ask God for others cannot be absent in your life. It can't. When you stand in the gap for others, heaven fills the gap in your life. When you stand in the gap for others, heaven fills the gap in your own life. You must understand the mystery and the power of intercessor. Intercession. There are people you will pray for. You will pray for them. They can be lifted and they don't appreciate it. You can even tell them, I've been praying for you. It doesn't matter. Don't pray for me. There are wicked people, even if you give them favor. That's why you should never be angry when you do good for people and they pay you. You know, I read a scripture in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 10. That scripture gave me some level of courage. Isaiah 26:10. He said, let favor be shown to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness, we live the unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Let favor do good for some people. It cannot change their mind. The evil they are, that's what they are. That's what they are. But just keep pressing on and keep interceding. Is if there is anybody in your family that is not yet saved, you are almost a disgrace to heaven. I never preached to my father. Many years ago, as a young child, I wrote a letter to him telling him that Jesus was the way. I never believed. He called my mom. He said, you dictated this letter to your son. My mom said, no, he wrote it himself. What I did, I went on my knees. I said, I'm not going to talk. I'll just be quiet. I began to pray. I didn't talk. I was just praying. I was praying. Father, give him a problem that only Christ can solve. Give him a problem. And he fell sick. It was so serious. Everything. That was a period of the revelation of Christ dawned on him. Everywhere, nothing could work. Only God brought him out of it. And he became healthy and well. And he said, Jesus is the way. He carried his Bible. Who in your family doesn't know God? You are busy asking God for a car, asking God for a house, when you have somebody still in darkness. When you have somebody still in unrighteousness. You are asking God for money. You are asking God for greatness. When you have somebody who has been chained by the kingdom of darkness. Wherever such people are in your family, whoever they are, today they are loose. They are loose. They are loose. Anyone in your family that is head bound by the power of darkness, today they are loose. They are loose. They are loose. Mary said, they have no wine. Intercession. Bringing people before God the way they are.
and asking him for a change. Oh God, look at our family. No one is rising. Change our story. Intercede for your family. Intercede for your family. Intercede. It was Isaac that interceded for Rebecca. Intercede for your wife. Don't give up on your wife. Don't give up on your husband. Intercede for your children. Intercede for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your husband. Don't walk out of that marriage. Pray for your husband. Don't walk out of that marriage. Pray for your wife. Don't disown that child. Pray.
Time to pray. Begin to pray. Anything can happen if you pray. Anything can happen if you pray. One lady came and said, "I think we were at the batch then." Said, "The doctor said her tubes are blocked. She's been married for almost 11 years. Then she didn't have a child. See, her tubes are blocked." And I said, "What is she said? What is that? What do you mean tube? See, her fallopian tube is blocked." She said, she started crying. When she finished crying, she said, "I'm going home." She was going. I said, "You just came here without respect, without honor. Finish crying. Doctor, because doctor spoke to you. What of me? If doctor said something, can't I say something? Doctor said, now let pastor say." She said, "That you don't understand." I said, "I understand." He said, "I mean my fallopian tube." I said, "I know Philippians truth." He says, "No, you don't understand." I said, "I know Philippians truth." He said, "My God shall supply." You are talking of fallopian tube that are blocked. Philippians truth is open. You can have a baby. She became pregnant. The same place they said she had no womb. She went to the doctor. The doctor laughed. He said, "Woman, this is not a child. I'm telling you what I know." She said, "Doctor, this thing moves in my body. I am also telling you what I know." They argued and argued and argued and argued. Doctor said, "Calm down. This is not a child." Say, "Doctor, calm down. This is a child." It was that same doctor that took that delivery of that baby. Why? The power of intercession. Who have you interceded for and stayed on it till you saw a child? Number three, and then we'll pray. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots." John 6:6. John 2:6. Fill the water pots. The Bible says, and they filled it. The water pot was empty. If you have the best, must come now. Admit that you are empty. Agree. Agree. Favor is deceitful. Beauty is vain. Agree that you are empty. Your talent can take you nowhere. The best talented people are actually in the villages. Go to the farm and hear some people singing inside the farm. All the trenor, tenor, bass, auto, they are singing them on top of cassava. All the auto, tenor, bass, treble, on top of cassava, they are reaching. Yeah. It's clearing glass. Whoa. That is somebody that would have been a worldwide singer. But there was no opportunity. There are people, they carry the ball listens. Messi, Ronaldo are learning where these people are. They talk to the ball. The ball talks to them. They pick the ball, keep it in the air, walk on, use their head. Many of them are doing that in the mechanic workshop. The free time they have, they are kicking the ball, heading the ball. They ended where they are because no opportunity. No talent can take you nowhere without God. Admit you are empty. Admit, you remember for living, our brother could touch the scripture. That's how you know the Holy Ghost has a word. It touched the scripture. That's my reference on that. John 15:5. He said, "Without me, you can do nothing." If I like the word they use. He said, "For without me, ye can do nothing." Meaning, you can do, but what you do will end up as nothing. Without me, admit you are empty. Come before God empty. No wonder John the Baptist said in John 3:30, "He must increase, I must decrease." He must increase, I must decrease. He said to Ezekiel, can this bone live again? Ezekiel 37 from verse 3, 4, 5. He said, Lord, thou knowest. Now, if God asked me if bones can live, the first thing I would tell him is, yes, you are powerful. He can. They have done it before. Ezekiel said, even if that's what my mind tells me, I still leave it to you. I don't know. Thou knowest. Lord, I am empty. Fill me. Lord, I am empty. Fill me. Lord, I am empty. Fill me. For the Holy Ghost to fill them on the day of Pentecost, it means that as soon as Jesus left physically, they became empty. That's why you have to fill them. Lord, fill me. Fill me. Fill me. Fill me. I'm empty. Fill me, Lord. And you will fill my cup today to overflowing. As the Lord commanded me, bring my vessels, not a few. You will fill my cup today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power. You will fill my life today to overflowing. As the Lord commanded me, bring my vessels, not a few. You will fill my cup today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and my God, my Father, while I stray far from my home, all Abram's way. Oh, teach me from my heart to say, Thy will be done. My God, my Father, while I stray far from my home, all Abram's way. Oh, teach me from my heart to say, Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Teach me from my heart to say, Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done in my life. Thy will be done. From my heart to say that the Lord is laying in my heart, we are going to intercede for our family members. Every one of them, we are going to intercede for our family members. We are going to intercede. The best is here, but we are going to provoke it by interceding passionately. Your family members, you call them by name, wherever they are. Anyone bound, anyone unsaved, anyone unmarried, anyone barren, anyone poor, anyone jobless, anyone stranded, you pray for them and begin to ask God for it. The power will hit your family members wherever they are. Power will hit your family member. My father, I bring my family members before you. I pray for them. Loose them. Set them free. Save their soul. Loose them. Set them free. Save their soul. Report to the police.
I'm going to tell the Lord, I'm empty. Fill me. I cannot help myself. Fill me. Fill me. My Father, my Father.
As I pray.
Fill me to overflow. Fill me financially.
Fill me
spiritually. Fill me mentally.
Fill me
maritally. Fill me aura.
Rakota karata, sakata
In Jesus' name.
He is not by might. He is not by power. By my spirit, says the Lord. He is not by might. He is not by power. By my spirit, says the Lord. He is not by might.
He is not by power.
He is not by power. By my spirit, says the Lord. He is not by might.
He is not by power.
By my spirit, says the Jesus' name. Hey. Oh,
I want to pray for you. You want Jesus to be involved. I'll pray for you, then I'll pray for your family. I'll pray for the sick. Right where you are. I'll pray for you. I'll pray for your family. I'll pray for the sick. Right where you are. You want Jesus to be involved in your life. Say this after me. Lord Jesus.
Seigneur Jésus.
I come to you today. Just as I am.
Comme je suis.
Have mercy on me.
Montre-moi ta miséricorde.
Write my name.
Écris mon nom.
In the book of life.
Dans le livre de vie.
I receive you.
Je te reçois.
As my Lord.
Comme mon Seigneur.
And my Savior.
Et mon Sauveur.
Come into my life.
Viens dans ma vie.
I'm born again.
Je suis né de nouveau.
In Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
Now I pray for you that this season of your life, you will not fail. You will not fall. You will not falter. In Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
I pray for your family members. I decree wherever they are, those who are bound, may they be loose. Those who are bound, may they be loose. Those who are bound, may they be loose. May they be loose. May they be loose. Those who are unsaved, may they be saved. Those who are unsaved, may they be saved. In the name of Jesus. If you are sick in body, place your hand where the sickness is. Place your left hand where the symptom is. Place your left hand where the symptom is. And stretch your right hand to the screen or the gadget you are watching from. If it's the phone, touch it. If it's the tab, if it's the TV, stretch your hand to it. Right where you are, I command every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, come out! 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 I rebuke that disease. I rebuke infirmity.
I don't know, I see somebody by the name of Jeffrey. There's oxygen connected to you. You are breathing with the aid of an oxygen. Jesus said you are healed. You are made whole. The anointing of God is touching you. Be free. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is healing somebody with a rotten right leg. A rotten right leg. A rotten right leg. You are healed. In the name of Jesus. Right where you are, somebody has been healed of a spinal cord pain. The Lord is healing you of a spinal cord pain. And I decree it is gone for good. There's someone called Moses. I'm seeing a swollen leg. But right now, God is healing you. Right now, the swollen leg is gone. There's somebody with growths. God is healing you. God is healing you. In the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, be healed. Be healed. Be healed. In Jesus' name. Wherever you are, begin to examine yourself. Examine yourself. Examine yourself. See what the Lord has done. Let's hear what God has done. Let's hear what God has done. You are healed in your body. You are healed in your body. Examine yourself. Check where the sickness was. Do what you could not do. Send a message now. Because you are totally healed. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Come again that you will feel me. Feel me. Feel me.
Examine yourself wherever you are and see what the Lord has done. Healing power is touching you. Tell me, what a God we serve.
Papa, we have a testimony from a viewer.
Just take five testimonies or six.
He said, my name is Glory from Kate, from Ireland. For 18 years I've been suffering from PAI. While Papa was praying for the sick, now, I laid my hand on myself and the other hand on my phone. After Papa prayed, now the pain is gone.
Jesus, 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 it is totally gone. Anyone with sickness, disease, and infirmity in your body, the healing power of Jesus is touching you. Is touching you. God is covering up someone's skin. God is covering someone's skin. I don't know what was wrong with your skin. God is covering it. Flesh is covering your skin. God is restoring your health. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Tell me. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Papa, this is striking. Is that? For 10 years, he said, she has not menstruated.
10 years?
For 10 years.
She has not menstruated.
She has not menstruated for 10 years. Papa, why you prayed now? He said, the menstrual
just
started.
Now.
Now.
10 years.
10 years.
10 years.
10 years.
What a God we serve. What a God we serve. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you worship. We give you worship. Oh my God, 10 years. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. The best has come for that sister. The best has come. Tell me, don't waste time. Tell me, the best has come. What a God we serve. What a God we serve.
I'm from, my name is Oluwafemi. I was watching Papa from Ukraine on Friday during the special prayer. Service. After Papa prayer for the sick, God healed me of diabetes.
Diabetes is gone all the way from Ukraine. Jesus, 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 Jesus,
weak.
My name is Anne from Lagos. I have stiff neck.
Stiff neck.
I could not turn my neck for a long time now. After Papa prayed just now, I am able to turn my neck. I am healed.
Praise
stiff
God.
Neck healed.
What a God we serve! Shout Jesus! Shout Jesus!
Jesus!
What a God we serve! What a God we serve! Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name.
What a mighty God we serve! Heaven and earth adore Him. Angels bow before Him. What a mighty God we serve! Come on, what a mighty God we serve!
My name is Evelyn. As Papa was praying for the sick doctor, he measured someone with spinal cord pain. I placed my hand on my back. After Papa prayed, my spinal cord pain disappeared.
Jesus.
I am healed.
Jesus,
now.
Jesus. What a God we serve. It's gone. Everyone! It's gone, 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 it's gone.
But because you deserve my accolero. Accolero,
you deserve my accolero.
My name is Stella from Italy. While Papa was praying for the sick doctor, he gave a prophetic word that someone with spinal cord problem. As I key into the prophecy, after Papa prayed, the pain disappeared.
It's gone.
I am healed.
It's gone. It's gone. Jesus, we give you praise. We give you praise. Now, the testimonies are so much. Send them, keep them. Listen, when you testify, you prophesy. You testify, you are saying, God, do more for me. Send the testimonies by Tuesday. We are taking the Bible study by 5 p.m. 5 to 6 on Tuesday. And God is going to be reaching out to us as we hear the word of God. I'm going to give you the instruction the Lord gave to me for the upper week. I'm going to give you the instruction the Lord gave me for upper week. I'll say it on Tuesday. And this is your season of rest. Just keep the testimonies coming in. Send them to that line. We can't take more now. But I need you to know your time has come. After this, tonight, when you go to bed, or before you go to bed, to intercede for specific family members. Call their names. That's what the Lord is telling me right now. We'll get an offering to put a seal on that which you have received. Your time has come. Get an offering. Father, we bless your name. We bless your name. It's a free will offering. A free will offering. Thank you, Father. Father, as we give to you, may our heavens be open permanently. In Jesus' mighty name.
We are a chosen generation. Come forth to show is the telling. All I require for life, God is even in me.
I know who I am. We are a chosen generation.
We are a chosen generation.
Call for the show.
All I require for life. All I require for life. God is even me. I know who I am. I know who God saved I am. From what He said I am.
Uh-huh.
I know who God saved I am.
Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. It doesn't matter what you see now. See it glory. Take a look at me, I'm a wonder. 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 I know who I am.
The blessings of God are yours this week. The grace of God shine upon you this week. His hand rest on your life. In Jesus' mighty name. My head is a good head. My life is a good one. Angels shall fight for me. Greatness on my side. Goodness shall follow me. No matter what the matter is, you matter when it matters. Most God bless you. I'll see you on Tuesday.